That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Righto, boys, we're right to go. Here go. You got your swingers ready, your three players.
We've got swingers, Jock.
Good. Crouching ruck strategy, saying you're right to go. Good. Now come on, let's get in there and give our followers what they want.
Okay, my name is Jock Reynolds from the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Community, and I am here again with Peter Higo Higginbotham. How are you, Peter?
Very well, Jock.
Righto, crouching son, you're right to go. Great to see you.
Welcome.
It is a massive night, and we're all cock-a-hoop here at the Jock Studios tonight. We've got heaps to get through. We've got some massive things to discuss. We need to pass on to you who you need to lock in as Greater Western Sydney players into your teams. Also, the Sydney lads who you need to lock in. And also, crouching later on will take us through the all-important ruck strategy, which you need to decide on before tomorrow's lockout. Okay, we're going to start from your back line, and I want to talk about young Thomas Bugg from Greater Western Sydney, who's listed as a $113,200 defender. Played the two games in the NAB Cup for the 58 and 87 Supercoach points. How do you see his prospects, boys?
Quite solid. Another pick from GWS would be Tim Moore. More of your draft horse variety. Will play many games given his height.
Yeah. Look, agreed. And look, Timmy Moore, God bless him, Tassie boy, was absolutely smashed by Jackie Rewalt last week. And I really believe the pressure might be on him round one. And if he can't cut...
Silence! You need player to play bloody three game. He plays very cheap. He plays three game, he got up in price.
Yeah.
Very few cheap defender rookie option.
Okay.
You guarantee three game... I think...
He'll get three. He'll get three games.
I think, please consider.
Please consider.
But I don't have him.
Yeah, look, is he Presti-type defender, Timmy Moore? He's come up with scores of 34, 69 and 76 Supercoach, quite surprising outputs, which I would have suspected less, to be honest. But look, I'm putting Thomas Bugg before both Timmy Moore and Sam Daly at this stage, boys.
Mature age, but look elsewhere.
Sam Daly, while we're on it, looked a really good prospect earlier in the NAB, drifting down, calculations. Didn't get a game this week with Greater Western Sydney. Do you still consider him for your team?
No.
Or do we have any agreements? Look, for me, I'm picking Thomas Bugg. He'll be my Greater Western Sydney defender. He'll be the only defender I pick from Greater Western Sydney. I want to leave room for my Brandon Ellis's, my Steve Morris's, my Lee Spurs and my Marty Clark's. What about you, Higo? Any of those boys or Sydney or Greater Western Sydney boys taking spot in your lineup?
Yes, I am thinking of the Bug.
Right.
Also thinking of Tomlinson.
Okay.
Just for the fact that he creates a beautiful swing set with Billy Schmitz
line. Well, that's a good point.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's go into the midfields here. And the biggest news coming out of the team selections was fantastic Dylan Scheel. Do you lock him in? He's a gun, this kid.
Oh, he gun. He has strong body.
Absolutely. He looks like he's ready to go. Great kid, great boy, known his family for many years. Helped his dad build a bird aviary just a couple of months back.
Lock.
Dylan Scheel, just wait till you see what this kid can do. He's got the potential to be a Judd.
I think his father is Chuck Norris.
Oh, could be.
I think so.
Wouldn't surprise me, the pedigree.
I think he make love before his father.
Yeah, well, Dylan Scheel would have gone number 2 or 3 in the 2011 draft if Greater Western Sydney hadn't picked him up as a 17-year-old. Now, let's go on to Stephen Coniglio, who was number 2 draft in 2011.
Now, this is an interesting pick here, Jock. 191,600.
Expensive for a rookie, isn't it?
Yes. Now, two fields of thought here. A, pick him as he is a possession magnet, has been playing against men.
He's got the body, hasn't he? He's good to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's... cash cowing ability is slightly decreased due to the 191,600.
Correct.
But conversely, he has a much higher probability of scoring output than other potential GWS mids and, in fact, many other rookies.
What you got to think about him, I guess, you mentioned he's less in cash cow ability. I mean, potentially he'll make 100,000 less for you as a cash cow due to the fact that he's coming in at that 191k mark. when you compare him to a Magna, if it's between him and a Magna from Melbourne, I'm going Magna just for that cash cow ability. But you know, he's one for your conversatives, I'd say. If you're a conversative sort of person.
I think you mean conservatives, Jock.
Jock, had a farm. You tell me, had a farm.
Who had a farm?
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yes, old James MacDonald, ex-demon man.
This divide the community.
Half he does.
Half think yes, half think no. Yeah. What do you think, Jock? What do you think?
Yeah. Look, early in the piece I was quite happy with
him. People listen to you, Jock. You talk now.
Well, of course they do. I've been involved in the fantasy football community for over 55 years now. Been involved with many different AFL entities over my 67 years in the competition. And the word from Jock Reynolds right now is to stay away from old MacDonald had a farm. Listen, just for the fact that there's better options, you're Dylan Shields, your Steve Coniglios, your James Magnus, your Tommy Ledgers have slipped in front of him. Look, Sheed's even mentioned on the old footy show last night that these older boys are there for more for their leadership qualities rather than their playing abilities.
Jock.
Yes, mate.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think he is the absolute lock of the millennia.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yes.
Do you reckon he'll string games together?
He will. He's playing round one. Look, he is named on the field.
He's turning 52 next week, isn't he?
He only needs to gain a score of 50.
Okay, yeah.
50?
Yeah.
He will get that in a heartbeat.
Okay. Other players who have drifted off radars are Stevie Clifton and Sammy Reed, both mature ages for Greater Western Sydney. Look, my call at this stage is to not forget about these boys. And when you're Dylan Shields, the young kids get knocked around like maggots on the pommel horse. Steve Clifton and Sammy Reed are going to step up where the young kids left off. Look, they're there because they're mature age and battle ready. Do not forget about Stevie Clifton and Sammy Reed for Greater Western Sydney.
Forget about them, Jock. Sorry, mate.
It's okay, mate. That's all right.
I want to say one word. Callum Ward.
Okay.
He very cheap.
What's he going for?
483,000.
Okay.
He pre-season form.
Yeah.
Solid.
Right.
He potential, very risky pick, but the point of difference, please consider.
No. Consider. One thing that won't go in his favour is the injury to young Tom Scully, and you'd think the number one tag would go straight to Callum Ward.
Agreed.
Yeah. Righto, one player I need to talk about is from the Sydney Swans, and his name is Luke Parker, Sydney, 282 grand. Listen, Parker, hard at it, good user of the ball, and he tackles like a rabid dog. Now, last year, he had a lot of vest trouble, so his ability to score points was savagely compromised, but he's been great in the NAB so far, boys.
This crazy talk.
Okay.
Rabid dog, soon die. Luke Parker, he 282,400.
Yeah.
Silly place pick. You buy rookie, you use extra cash to get gun.
Oh, I've got to tend to agree with you, Crouchy.
This is another one for a kid with 37 Gmail account.
With not much hair down the stairs, would you say?
Ah, yes. They're very good, Jock.
Well, many are saying if Parker does fail in the first few rounds, you could trade him down to the promising rookies who might have shown themselves by that stage, leaving you with a bit of cash in the kick to improve your team in other areas.
Agreed. But if going down that path, Parker is too high a risk, mate.
Okay, let's swing into the rucks and Shane Mumford. Probably an opportune time to discuss who rucks, because there is one hell of a big decision we all need to make right here, right now, tonight, tomorrow morning on Saturday.
Yes, Jock, this make or black team.
Yeah.
And you now must decide strategy on ruck, because every bloody have Jonathan Giles.
Yeah.
Everybody have him. If you decide lock him on ground, you tell whole world. You do 1-3, one premium, three rookie.
So, can I just get this correct? If we put Jonathan Giles, we'll all have Jonathan Giles, you must have him, Jonathan Giles, 126k, Greater Western Sydney, lock him in. If we put him in into the R2, or the second ruck position on the ground, do we need to lock him in that position, i.e. we don't need to put him on the bench next week, he has to stay on the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
You go one premium, three rookie. This is the biggest pre-lock decision ever. This determine your whole team.
Listen, Crouching Tiger, I surround myself with fantastic people, and if there's one thing I've learnt in my 55 years, it's that if you're around good people. Now, I'm around yourself, who's a strategic genius, and Higginbotham, who's a mathematical genius. Now,
great.
I really want to know your take on this, mate. Are you going for one premium, three rookies, or will you go for the traditional 2-2 missionary position?
Ah, thank you. Thank you for the lovely compliment.
Well, I love you, mate. I love you.
Okay. I go one premium, three rookie.
Right.
Why? Why this true? Because I think this year you have easy three rookie cash cow rack.
Yeah.
Now, you get money off these and upgrade to most inform premium rack later in year.
Yeah.
I use my money I save in rack to make sure I get premium in defense. Defense very hard this year.
Yes, yeah.
No many rookie in defense.
You're right.
Paint defense, up, down,
yeah.
Up with lot of premium.
Yeah.
You need cash for lot of premium
yeah.
in defense. Understand, Joe?
Absolutely, mate, and I've got to agree with you. Look, the other thing which has tipped me in favour of the one premium, three rookie strategy is the fact that, look, I'm not too sure about my premium rucks this year. You're Shane Mumford. We need to talk about at 610,300. I think he's the premier ruckman in the competition in waiting. And he will have an absolute feast on the Greater Western Sydney boys this weekend. He'll get you off to a flyer. As long as he doesn't get reported like he did last year, I think he's there. Now, Dean Cox, starting to fumble. Aaron Sandilands, don't know. Leuenberger, not doing enough. It's Shane Mumford and three rookies for me. Here you go.
I disagree, Jock.
Right.
Crouching. My strategy is slightly different. I am taking the view
yeah.
that most will go 1-3. I will be starting two premium rucks. And in fact, I am thinking of some interesting choices.
Okay.
Both choices have significant upside.
Right.
Cruiser
okay.
and Nick Natanui.
Nick Natanui, what an interesting pick.
Nick Natanui, he remember me of Dog Dog.
Dog Dog?
Hey, Dog Dog, he our family pet.
Okay.
He dead now.
Oh, sorry to hear that, mate.
No, it's Dog Dog fault. He,
Okay, yeah.
He remember me of Nick Nat because, oh, beautiful puppy. Yeah, silly.
Yeah.
Could jump like,
He lick you on the face?
Oh, he love lick everywhere. He always jump at night. He always jump fence. He get away. Every night he get away.
Yeah.
Every morning he come front door. He have chicken feather.
Oh, good dog.
He have chicken feather at mouth.
He's just hunting for you, is he?
No. He get at night.
Yeah.
He go to Mr. Ringo. Mr. Ringo have chicken farm.
Oh, yeah.
Now Mr. Ringo make a big trap. Dog dog, where are you, dog dog? I find Dog Dog head squished like grape under big rock.
Oh, jeez.
Blood everywhere.
Oh.
But this okay. This okay. We buy another pet. We buy pet goldfish. He not jump fence.
Okay. Thanks, Crouching. Thanks for sharing.
Welcome.
Whew, okay. Well, there we go. Crouching Tiger strategy genius. Yeah, thanks, mate. Now, Shane Mumford, I'm going for my number one premium ruck. I'll have Johnny Giles as number two. I'll play him on the ground. He'll cost you 126K.
Jock.
Yes, mate.
Will you be selecting Mumford as vice-captain this week?
Great point, and thanks for bringing that up. Now, we discussed last week that there is the opportunity. If you are to tag, let's say you're Shane Mumford, you're Adam Goods, as vice-captain this week, and they perform as well as you'd expect a captain to perform, what you do next week is simply put your captain on a non-playing player. Therefore, the player that you name vice-captain will earn you double points if he performs. Now, it's not only Sydney, of course, that we could exploit that with, is it there, Higa?
Correct. There is a second lockout prior to Richmond-Carlton.
Yeah.
With a plethora of potential vice-captain picks.
I'm thinking your Delidios.
Oh, many, many picks.
Yeah.
Of course, we have Murphy.
Yeah.
Judd.
Yeah.
Cruiser.
Yeah. I think the big opportunity is against the Greater Western Sydney boys, and personally at this stage I'm thinking Shane Mumford could be Adam Goods if I decide to have him in my forward line, which I haven't decided upon yet.
But I like Goods.
Yeah.
I like Goods. I have dream about Adam Goods.
Okay.
He yeah. had his head was stuck in my vice back shed.
Oh.
I walk out back shed.
Right, yeah.
His head stuck in vice.
Okay.
I know this dream. Tell me, Locke, as vice captain.
Very good. Very symbolic, mate. Very good. Righto, let's swing onto the forward line. We've really got to knock through some here. My number one lock, boys. First player I'm locking in, Greater Western Sydney, Devin Smith. He's a swing player, forward, mid, Greater Western Sydney. 131k, he's performed well, hasn't he?
Agreed.
Righto, lock him in. Scored 89, 74 in the NAB. He's a little pocket dynamo. One of the kids, I suppose, from Greater Western Sydney that they won't be able to catch. Number two, Jeremy Cameron, 113-200. Got any thoughts on Jeremy Cameron, boys?
Yes, he appears to be a talent. Scoring potential was questionable.
Yeah.
But he is a versatile player.
Yeah, well, my initial worry with Jeremy Cameron was as a young key position forward, he might be quite easy to lock down by some of the bigger proven backs of the competition. But he just showed to me that he's versatile enough for Sheedy to drift him up the ground and do a bit, so I'm seriously considering both Jeremy Cameron and Devin Smith in my forward line, Higo.
Agreed.
Agreed. Did you just say agreed, Higo?
Yes.
Well, hell's bells. Should I go back and listen to last week where you were calling me an outright fool, Jock Reynolds, one of the greatest authorities in fantasy football? You called me a fool because I was considering more than one Greater Western Sydney player?
Point taken, Jock. After
no, that's fair enough, mate.
After many calculations, I have realised that there is some obvious upside to this GWS team.
Yeah. Listen, no shame in admitting Jock Reynolds is right about fantasy football, mate. Believe me.
Silence. You talk a lot about GWS.
Yeah.
We need to talk about Sydney.
Okay, yeah. Fair call.
Crouching.
Hang on, boys. Are you having Adam Goods, by the way? Adam Goods. I just need to talk about this because he's been a historical slow starter over the last few years.
I have him, Jock.
Right.
I not have Adam Good. I think too old now. 32. You pick player just because on first night of season you get to see point.
Can I tell you my main concerns? I watched Goodsy in night one of the NAB Cup. You know what I thought to myself? I thought, this is a man going out way too hard at this stage of the season. I think he's got that much of the killer instinct that he doesn't know what's good for himself, which is why he has the slow starts to the season. Listen, he'll come out and have a good game against Greater Western Sydney, but I think he'll fade off again, and I'm going to look to pick him up mid-season if he hasn't done himself a mischief.
Not sure I agree, Jock.
Yeah.
Lock for mine. The man is a freak.
Yeah.
A class above.
Yeah.
A game breaker.
Yeah.
Now, as we know, game breakers score big points.
That's a good point, Higo.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, one other player that we haven't discussed, Harry Cunningham, who is the only rookie for Sydney. Now, the interesting story here is that he was actually discarded.
Was he really?
By GWS.
Was he really?
And taken up by Sydney.
Quite a story.
This is very good story.
Yeah.
This remember me of a beautiful woman who marry fat man. After a long time, a beautiful woman become lesbian. Harder to get ball in a new team, but much more action. Much better action.
Not sure what you mean there, Crouching, but all the same, I wouldn't be picking him.
Ah, yes, I agree. Two players still come back, Sydney. That is Rishaw and Ryan O'Keefe. They just maybe play him to get the exposure against Kidd. Maybe just stick finger up all team.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up. Best of luck, everyone. Now, go out there. Listen to what we've said. Do your studies. We've given you a heads up. Higo, you're right for your team, son.
I'm ready.
Righto, Crouching, how you going, son?
Welcome.
Best of luck with your teams. Have a great week, and we will see you next week.
So when are we doing the next
Welcome. Mr. Jock, stuff up. We do next podcast Sunday 31st March after round one. Welcome.